We're back, joined now by Carl DeSilva, director of The Graduate, playing at the Long Beach Playhouse. Carl, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Art.
You are a former actor, but now you are a director, and you're directing this icon of the American stage, theater, movies. We all remember the Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate, Mrs. Robinson and all that, but are you in rehearsal yet?
No, we just finished casting, finished the casting yesterday.
Yes.
And but yeah, this has been one of my favorite movies of all times. Yeah. And I remember when I used to teach acting, as a matter of fact, and directing, I used to use this as an example of what a director, what kind of a difference a director can make in a project, you know? And so all of a sudden came across the fact that they had adapted the movie and the novel into a play. The play is just now, year 2000. On the west end of London is where the play started.
Wow.
And so I went, oh, I want to do this someday, because this is just a favorite story. And
well, you know, you see hundreds of movies over the years, but some are indelibly impressed in your mind. And The Graduate with
so
Dustin
true.
Hoffman with those flip-flop, frog-like, into
heading the pool. Towards the pool.
Yeah, and of course the classic line that the father's friends tell him about his future career after building up for 2 minutes, plastics.
It will go on.
But the Long Beach Playhouse does wonderful work, and what a thrill to bring this show to town. You've chosen to be focused on directing rather than acting. Tell us why.
I think that the as I grew older, I became more interested in the vision of the project. I wanted to be able to work with the young actors and shape them. And I did some teaching as well, so that goes hand in hand. And to be able to bring up the quality of the overall project and share my vision, because see, directing is not just about telling people, you know, walk over here, go over there, and sit down. There's a sense of what the overall feel of that production is going to be, and the script is just the starting point. But you may see the same play directed by different people be very different.
Looks different.
Yes, and it has a different feel and a different.
And is one of your jobs to get the actors on the same page as your vision?
Absolutely.
And you get pushback sometimes; they see it a little differently.
Yes.
And you have some compromise.
Yes. So the director is like this captain of the ship, right? So everybody has to move in the same direction, and ultimately share the same unified vision. But as you do that, it's not all about my vision. It's about the dialogue between my vision and all the participation of the different creative things. Costume designer, lighting designer, sound designer, the actors.
And does this
themselves.
Evolve through rehearsal and through your
yes.
several weeks of... So you reach a consensus there of where the show is going to be.
Exactly. And yeah. and the challenge is that is to accept or have this dialogue with a different creative talent without letting your vision derail, because often what happens is if you don't watch it, you'll end up with a play that is nonsensical because you have all these different elements. So it's a challenge between...
And do you have to listen to what the cast wants as well so that you don't Bigfoot them and say, I'm
correct.
The director, do it my way. You don't
correct.
Want that either. You,
no.
You want, you need buy-in.
You do. You do.
So it's
you
a need, selling job.
Yes, you need buy-in. And, yeah. and you also, the truth is that not one single mind is going to have all the great ideas. So you really do want the input.
They're talented
everyone.
Actors and you want to get their input.
But if you're able to share that vision with them in a clear way, they
yes.
will essentially have ideas that
build
improve
on
your vision.
Yeah.
So that's the secret.
And you've directed other shows at the Playhouse. You mentioned Waiting for Godot, a classic.
Yes, that was a wonderful experience. I love that piece. And had a wonderful cast, a wonderful time. It was a great experience. It was at the Studio Theater upstairs.
And Wait Until Dark as well.
Wait Until Dark, yes. That was made into a movie with Audrey Hepburn about the blind lady that was sort of harassed for this doll that had supposed to have drugs in it and so forth.
Right.
And that was also a fun production.
Let's put in a plug for the Long Beach Playhouse, the longest yes. continually performing community group west of the Mississippi over 80 years.
And yes.
It's a real...
Providing a wonderful service to the community for 80
It's a real jewel. Years. And yes. Andrew is now the artistic director.
Andrew Vonderschmidt, doing a great job with the Playhouse.
And he's had his personal challenges, and we congratulate him and wish him
yes.
continued recovery. And he's really put the Playhouse on a very positive track.
Yes.
So... Go see one of my favorites. I'll sure be there to see The Graduate, and see a stage version of what to me is a classic movie.
Yes, Terry Johnson adapted this this play from the movie and the novel. So this is a little bit of Terry Johnson's own writing.
Yes.
The movie and the novel all combined into this new piece, which is a theater piece, contemporary piece from the year 2000.
So wonderful.
It's an interesting project.
We look forward to it. Thanks for joining us here on Straight Talk.
Thank you, Art. Appreciate the opportunity.
And we'll be back with more of our show after these messages.